1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Got a lot of crime news.
Do we have to solve any?
No. Well, one. Yeah. Is there anything on the $30 million heist?
I'll be honest. I have not really, when I say do a good job, done anything to keep track of that. So unless it's shoved squarely in front of me.
I haven't heard any news on that story either. But $30 million out there, you know.
Just still, gone.
Still
poof,
missing.
Poof. It's my favorite heist of the year, at least. Maybe of the decade. Because it was done so smoothly. Done so well.
Canada, though, they have an announcement. The organized crime crew stole $20 million worth of gold from the Toronto airport last year. It's the largest heist in Canada's history. Officials there have indicted 9 people in connection with that.
Oh, so they've got robbery. People. So they've
chased 9 down. 5 have been arrested. Warrants have been issued for 3 more. 2 of the suspects are or were employees of the airlines.
Inside job. Yeah.
Police say one of the suspects broke into a cargo storage facility. Cargo storage. Loaded the 800-pound haul of 6,600 gold bars into a delivery truck and drove off using a counterfeit inventory document to get the gold through security checkpoints.
Counterfeit inventory. What did he say he had in the truck? What was on the sheet?
I don't know.
Children's shoes.
Then, in an extra, I don't know, effort to cover their tracks, they melted down the gold and tried to sell it in the form of jewelry.
That's got to take some time to make it into earrings and rings and bracelets and necklaces. Yeah, that's...
How good is the jewelry going to be? Because these aren't jewelers who are doing this.
Maybe some of the people who are in on some of the couple of the 9 people. But if you only have 2 people making jewelry, you got 800 pounds of gold. Holy cow, that's going to take a while. It is. It's a lot of jewelry. And you said it was $20 million worth of gold when they stole it last year.
$20 million worth of
gold bars. You know, gold prices have shot up, so it could be $30 million by now.
Yep.
800 pounds of gold.
800-pound haul of 6,600 gold bars. These aren't your big bricks, right?
No, they're...
It's like a little gold, like a family size.
Like a domino size.
Bar. Yeah.
Like a domino sized piece of gold bar. Not the ones you see at Fort Knox. You know, they're always 2 hands to lift them. And
yeah, those are the classics.
Those ones that are kind of pyramid shaped. I'm thinking that, like you said, if there's that many of them and it's 800 pounds, they're the more like the fun size bars.
Yeah. See, yeah, I don't think this isn't an efficient crime.
You don't think so? $20 million in gold? You don't think it's an efficient crime?
1, they got caught. 2, they got hung up on this whole, you know, melting it down, turning it into jewelry thing.
That part is a little weak, but I don't know what they're doing with, well, it's cash. The $30 million in cash that they grabbed. I don't know how they're gonna get that. You know, they're probably selling it or working it, cleaning it, laundering it for pennies on the dollar. Which would be a shame because you stole $30 million. If you only wind up with like $5 million, granted, it's $5 million more than you had before the heist.
But that's, once again, not efficient.
Well, that's the thing with crime. You're never going to get dollar for dollar what you stole. Somebody's going to want a better price to take it off your hands. The other bad guy that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
I can take it off your hands for 50 cents on the dollar.
Right, and so... You got to go back to the old saying, crime doesn't pay. If you put that same amount of effort into just a regular job.
What job's going to pay you $5 million for a couple hours of work?
Yeah, but then you don't go to prison either.
So far, they haven't.
Okay.
So far.
All right.
So far. That's $5 million more than, and I'm just doing a quick, you know, that's what it's going to come down to. Let's say it's $10 million. They get a third of it. That's $10 million more than they had before.
How about this one? It's not a heist exactly. It's more like a con.
Cons are good. I like a good con.
A good con.
A good con.
Right.
Not
I don't know if this rises. This almost.
The sting was a good con.
I don't know if this rises to the level of con, but it's an attempted con. Woman in Brazil. Looking to make some money.
Mm-hmm. Packers are playing in Brazil.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She rolls a man in a wheelchair into a bank. Did you see this?
No, but I can see what's coming. Just an old man in a wheelchair.
Sounds like Minions.
Does it?
Yeah, they did a heist with the old man.
Maybe that's where they got this.
It could be.
Rolled an old man in a wheelchair into a bank and tried to get a bank loan.
Okay.
Security footage shows the woman putting a pen in the man's hand to sign the paperwork and then theatrically making a big deal about signing for him because he could not.
You can't sign? You want me to sign it for you?
What? I can't hear you, dear.
I said, would you like me to sign the papers for you?
Hold on, Rock. At one point, she told the banker, he doesn't say anything. That's just how he is. Well, because he was dead.
Oh.
Where was this?
Brazil.
Brazil, right.
I don't know which town.
So it's kind of a Weekend at Bernie's type of thing.
Kind of like, yeah.
Getting his money out of the bank.
Did he have sunglasses on?
La semana a la Bernardos in Brazil. While the loan officer managed this charade, the other bank officials called cops after noticing the man's head kept rolling around all over the place. And then his mouth was hanging open and his eyes were closed. You can't see that in the video.
He don't look so good.
His head.
Okay.
I saw the video before whoever got a hold of it and blurred it out, but here you go. I'll make that big screen as I can.
Is there any audio?
It's just a big blur now.
There he is dead in the parking lot. It looks like that's got to be tough getting him out of the car.
Does he have sunglasses on?
Yep. No.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, I thought he did.
No, he's just okay.
Got to put a hat and sunglasses on
right.
him.
Right, a coat?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You'd
right. like? Sunglasses at least show that his eyes aren't.
How
yeah,
was?
Watch the
it's
blur.
A dead giveaway. No
watch
pun
the blur
intended.
Loll around a little bit while. Or maybe they don't. She's saying, sign here, uncle.
Sign here, or this is going to give me a headache.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, he's always so difficult. But they don't talk like that in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to show you some. I'll show you the video on my phone later.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he look really dead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like, there's no doubt there's a dead guy sitting in that wheelchair if you're in the bank. That guy's dead.
I don't know how simple this woman is where she felt like she could pull this off.
Like Rock said, put a big hat on him, some sunglasses.
You got to tie your arms together so when you move your arm, his arm goes.
Right. Even Macaulay Culkin knew that.
Watch Weekend at Bernie's and Weekend at Bernie's 2 first before you try this.
You know, it may sound stupid, but it may have kept you from getting caught. You know, just a little bit of preparation.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, maybe put a little makeup on the old guy so he doesn't look dead.
The bank folks would have noticed it, you know.
Even with a hat and glasses and a coat on.
Within 20 seconds.
I mean, even though he doesn't speak, he's got to be conscious to have these transactions.
That's why you put the sunglasses on.
Right, before you, and maybe, give the guy a loan, you at least want to make a little eye contact, right?
Uh-huh.
Even if he doesn't talk.
Is it a loan or a withdrawal?
It was a loan.
It was a loan. A loan. Oh, I thought he was just withdrawing. Oh, he would like to withdraw some.
But, I'm thinking maybe she wasn't going to pay it back.
Probably not.
And it wasn't for that much.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was under $4,000.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a real pile of money, but, $4,000.
Who was the guy? Was it really her uncle? Was
don't
it a relative?
Have an identity.
Was it, yeah, I'd like to know where she got the body.
Was taken to the morgue. She was taken to jail. Yeah. So,
man. A lot of people just be creeped out, the drive to the bank with the dead body laying in the back seat.
Yeah, just getting them dressed up and, going through all that.
And she really needed the dough.
The $4,000.
And she didn't rethink this on her drive to the bank, the 10 or 15 minute drive. Like, they're not going to believe this. I can't pull this off. I'm in enough trouble just transporting a dead body around town and not notifying authorities. This is a crime right here. I'm already in big trouble.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go try and
you get there.
Get a $4,000. Here, I'll sign it, uncle.
You got to unload him from the car and get him into the wheelchair. And
yeah. The loan was for 17,000 reais. That's a Brazilian unit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Equivalent to about $3,250.
Not even $4,000. No. So. Well.
It's not going to exactly be living on Easy Street after.
How does.
Even if it worked out.
What's the Brazil penal system like?
I don't
think it's very friendly.
No?
No.
Okay.
I think they're kind of hard on criminals there.
Even this kind of criminal? I mean, the drug guys I get. They're, you come in with seven bricks of heroin taped to your inner thighs. They're going to treat that pretty seriously. This one, probation?
I don't know.
Time served, 60 days, picking up garbage along the highway?
They say he had been dead for hours. At least it was hours and not days and days or weeks.
Okay.
She called him Uncle Paulo. Yeah. I think the line in the story that says bank officials became suspicious when his head kept rolling around.
Dead giveaway.
How would you keep that from happening? If you're going to pull this off, how do you keep Uncle's head?
Tape,
from,
stick, paint stirrer,
how do you cover? How do you cover it up?
Like, paint stirrer.
I thought the same thing. But how do I make it look?
Scarf.
A scarf in Brazil.
Maybe he's artistic.
He's old.
He's
old,
could
say
too.
He's cold. Yeah, you're right. You could put a blanket on his legs.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of, you're right, paint stir sticks, duct tape. Give him a nice scarf. It's not. I would think. Wouldn't you give it a test right at home and go, okay, his head keeps falling around. We got to do something about that. They're not going to go for this.
This security footage where she's outside of her car.
Yeah, it looks like a parking garage or something.
That's really, not giving you the main video of the story.
I'd like to see her getting
show
him
her
into the right,
loading him into the chair.
Yeah, that's the part I want to see. And clearly, they have a camera right there. Pointed at the car, she's in clear view.
Yeah, there's like three or four different security camera shots.
That's the shot I want to see. Him dragged out of the car and tossed into that chair, and she's got to sit him upright a little bit. A little bit.
Isn't it? I mean, this just seems so outdated.
Sitcom.
And outdated. Like, couldn't you use his identity online to get all kinds of money and buy things?
Oh, right,
and,
right. Just use his papers.
Right.
Yeah, social security number or whatever they have in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
start up an Amazon account in his name and
sure, buy gold. the gold that was stolen, the 800 pounds, you said it was valued at $20 million.
Canada.
I did the math, and with the increase in gold prices, and they're up every day, That that gold that they stole, 800 pounds of gold today on the market, is worth $30.69 million. So,
do you adjust the amount of bank heists?
Or is it locked,
inflation, or is it locked in when it was stolen?
Right, the date of...
Because there's a legal matter there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it gets more serious as it goes up. That's a lot. It's a lot bigger crime.
A
big old felony. Yeah.
So, just so you know.
All right.
Gold is a commodity, a precious commodity. Yeah, you're right, Rox. You could have just jumped on the computer.
Seems like...
Gotten his driver's license out, gotten out 15 loans, pay, you know, just some payday online loan. Yeah, fine. Here's the social security number. Max it out, 20 grand. Go open another one for another 20 grand.
Yeah.
Have it deposited in this account.
I don't know what the Brazil laws are, but you can't drive around with a corpse, right? That might even be a charge right there.
I think it is.
It seems here obvious it here. I don't know what Brazilian laws are. You know, I assume that that's probably a crime, but how do I know? I'm always surprised at how light our crimes are here. Guy stole $30 million. He got 5 years. 5 years. It's almost worth trying to steal $30 million.
That's how it started.
Right. It's almost worth it. So what if I get caught? It's 5 years, and nobody's going to serve a full term. You're going to be in 18 months. You're back on the streets. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I learned my lesson. Whatever. You know, and you're back out.
Life of crime started April morning. All right, so I don't have her name. I don't know what she's facing as far as charges, but...
It's a good one. You're right. That's Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
See if we can follow on that one.
Do you think she was waiting for him to die? Like...
I kind of feel that way because...
I need a body to go to the...
It was hours after.
To get to the bank, right.
It's just some half-assed scheme she thought up when he died.
Or her and whoever.
That morning.
Did you hear about the Lego heist?
The Lego? Nope.
Yeah, there's... well, California's Organized Retail Crime Task Force... performed a series of raids against an illegal fencing operation spread across four buildings in L.A. During those raids, authorities found a collection of Lego sets estimated to be worth $300,000 overall.
Yeah, you get a truckload of Legos, they're going to be worth a few
bucks.
They're
pricey.
Yeah.
Various items were stolen from popular retailers.
This is right out of The Sopranos. Right. It is. This is the kind of stuff they did. Christopher would have
a warehouse full of Legos.
Legos. Well, remember when they were down in Miami and they were going to, I don't remember what they were sending up to Jersey. The crew down there was going to send something up to Jersey. And Tony said, I got a warehouse full of pool toys. I'll send them down to you. That's no better than Legos, right?
Yeah, same type of thing. Sure.
Well, here's a Lego Millennium Falcon going for $849 on Amazon.
So you have 400 of those in the truck.
Yeah, it's like a piece of jewelry right there.
Yeah. Going to add up quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So many boxes lined up across walls of the buildings, and in some cases, were able to touch the ceiling. So,
it's a Lego Titanic that goes for $1,000. Yeah.
Throw 300 of those in a truck and ship them somewhere, supposed to go to Cincinnati. Yeah. They get intercepted in Indianapolis and taken to a warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah, there was four arrests made in connection with this. Suspects were charged with organized retail theft, grand theft.
Remember in Goodfellas when they knocked off that truck that had the yellow sweaters and every guy at that cab stand was wearing a yellow sweater? Everybody had them?
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing that a lot of kids got Legos
right
somewhere. Where did this happen?
Christmas. L.A.
L.A., yeah.
The quartet would go from store to store with two of them swiping limited edition box sets before stashing them across their various safe houses.
Wow, they went store. This wasn't a truck heist. This was a store to store, grab two and get out.
Yeah.
Kind of like cornering the market by stealing your way through the inventory. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of legwork.
Then they'd sell them in person or online.
Yeah, but you know, that those kind of crimes, not being prosecuted, shoplifting, running out of the store
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even get chased out of the store. Let them go. Store policy. We've heard had a couple of stories where some security guy or checkout guy or stock guy chased a shoplifter out of the store and they get fired.
Right. For breaking yeah. store policy, right.
Lululemon. You're just supposed, if you work there, you're just supposed to let someone walk in and grab an armful. And
I don't think that I'd name stores that are. If I was going to rob a store, that's the one I'd rob.
They were on the news with the.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the CEO is like, he tells his employees, you will get fired if you try to stop one of these criminals.
It just doesn't seem like a great idea as far as management goes.
No. Bad policy, especially to put it out there.
But if
I'm the guy, that's your policy.
If I'm the guy running the cash register, I like it. Fine.
Right.
Told us not to chase him. Let him go.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed to. I can't.
Call the cops.
I do. I'll get fired.
Yeah. Get a picture of him. Here he is.
Yeah.
There she is. Whoever. There they are. You know, it could be a group.
So the strategy or the thinking behind, you know, grabbing them one at a time out of a store.
Might be easier than knocking off
crazy,
a truck.
Right.
When are we going to start putting Legos behind glass where you have to
That's
go
what
get
they're it? Doing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Locking the toys behind a case or wrapping them in a security bind.
Or they just keep them in back. They have a display out and the rest are, like an Apple store. Nothing is out at an Apple store where you can just get it. They have to go in back and get it.
Right.
Which is why you have to drive a car through the front window of an Apple store if you're going to rob it, which happened last week.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
They caused like hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to the building and stole like $8,000 worth of merchandise.
Yeah. That's how all this stuff is.
Like,
well, they're not paying for
right,
it.
Right. So what do they care? Right. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sure the car was stolen too.
Sure.
If you want to start calculating that, you know, you have to add your $30 million, you know, cash warehouse heist. You know, the cost of repairing the holes in the ceiling and the wall.
They don't have to fix that hole in the wall and the hole in the ceiling and whatever else got banged up. I'm sure there's some electrical work that was damaged or a pipe, some plumbing that needs to be
redone. Was no.
The whole building might be structurally unsound after a car drives into it.
Yeah, not my problem.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I just got to melt down these gold bars into some janky looking rings and earrings.
Copper wire when they steal that stuff.
That's a lot of work. Pulling wire out, that's a lot of work.
But the expense for the company or whoever they they tear it out of, way more than
the $80 they're going to get for the wire they stole out of your building. It's going to cost you $80,000 to fix the damage they did.
Now, the other thing we don't know about the dead guy that got rolled into the bank. Did she possibly kill him?
Oh, there's a twist.
Well, no, I hadn't considered that. But
she happens
you can't,
to be around a guy when he just
you can't bring a
kicks off.
Can't bring a guy into a bank who doesn't look well to begin with like a caved in skull either.
Well,
or you know, the bruising on the throat.
What if she stabbed him? What if she stabbed him somewhere in the back and let him bleed out.
Wouldn't he be like super white?
Or poisoned him.
He looks
poisoned
pretty super
him.
White.
Yeah, poisoned him.
He looks pretty pale.
Well, the way she did it didn't work. They spotted it right away. Like, that guy's dead.
Correct.
So, maybe she should have stabbed him and bled him out and then put him in the chair.
So,
with the
that wasn't addressed in the story, but she may have killed him. We don't know.
Would you have looked twice if the guy would have come in a neck brace, you know, to keep his head, you know, from flopping?
A neck brace is one of those things where you look at it, but try to look like you're not looking at it. So I'm sure I would have noticed.
What happened?
Right.
What happened?
Because his eyes are closed. I don't see his chest moving plus, up and down. He's not moving at all.
Plus, if you had the neck brace, it would have kept the mouth shut. It's got that little chin piece on it, you know? So maybe his mouth isn't open quite so far or at all.
Right.
If it had happened during COVID, she could have put a mask on him.
COVID, she may have been able to just call the bank. Look, he can't come down. Can you just send the papers over?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd love to come down. Of course, we'd love to come down.
Yeah.
What was he? Uncle who?
Paolo.
Uncle Paolo loves to go on rides to the bank.
No.
We roll the windows down for him and everything.
He doesn't say anything. That's just how he is. Okay. Well, that's all the crime news I have this morning.
Well, that was quite a full blotter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of crime.
The gold heist is probably my favorite because, but then the jewelry part is the part that's like, really, that you didn't have somebody who would take this off your hands? I can get my hands on $20 million in gold and I'll let you have it for $10 million? I'll let you have it for $10 million. Make it somebody else's problem?
Yeah. You just want to...
I just want the money. I want the gold gone as quickly
even
as possible.
They didn't try to make it into jewelry. Could they make it into some other-looking gold bars?
Bigger. Just melt it into the big Fort Knox gold bars, you know? Right. It's just, you know, that's different than what they have.
Yeah, I think gold dealers probably know about all the different forms of gold bars.
That's why I'm going to a shady one.
You wouldn't try to make them look like Krugerrands or something, right?
I don't know.
I'm
sure I could Google Krugerrand, but where do I get a stamp or some sort of mold to pour them into?
Right. Just your common trapezoidal building brick size brick of gold, like Kelly's Heroes and...
Well, that was a movie. It wasn't real life.
I know.
So, I don't know. I
got to sell it on the dark web for Bitcoin.
Oh,
that's the first place.
It's more layers and layers of stuff. And Bitcoin is so unstable in its value.
There's a commercial last night during the NBA game for Bitcoin.
Yeah. You get Bitcoin at Quick Trip.
Really?
I was at the Quick Trip in Eagle River, and I was getting some cash out of the regular-looking money cash machine that they've had there for years.
Yeah.
But there was only one of them. The one next to them looked like a video game. I don't go to the one I'm familiar with. And I kind of looked up at the other one, and you can get Bitcoin on that cash machine. Yeah. There's a big Bitcoin thing, like, hey, get your Bitcoin.
What was it? Spit out Bitcoins?
I didn't go.
I'm sure it's a receipt.
I didn't even touch it.
That's a good question. What do you get when you buy Bitcoin? It doesn't really exist.
How good do you feel about
it? In the tactile,
right,
touch it, feel it world.
No, you just get a receipt that says you have this.
You now own Bitcoin. Yeah, don't lose your password and don't turn your computer off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I don't know. But it said Bitcoin. And I went, I can get Bitcoin at Quick Trip now? Or I have access to it?
Huh. Yeah. And then what?
I don't know. I was so.
Can you buy a 30-pack with that?
I didn't think it was possible to be intimidated in Quick Trip. You know, I thought I was pretty familiar with all the stuff they had.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like bananas, you know, bubbler, some chips, soda, beer.
Yeah.
Fresh donuts, the sandwiches, the wide variety of pizzas, all that stuff they have in there. Right. And I looked and I was like, what is this? You know how an animal feels when they're confused? What do they do? They go into a defense mode. Animals get, it's time, I got to fight. I'm confused here. This doesn't make any sense. It's kind of how I felt, like I was backing away, like, okay, don't touch me. I'm ready to fight.
Like you had encountered a cobra on a shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what can you buy with Bitcoin? You can pay your bills with Bitcoin. Can you really?
How?
I don't know.
Okay, right. So there's a better chance I can get a loan for a dead uncle than pay my bills with Bitcoin.
You could buy an orca on the dark web.
Oh, getting back to the dark web.
Say your uncle and then we will own an orca.
Here's the thing about getting on the dark web, Rock, when you've committed a crime and you're on there looking for information. As soon as the FBI shows up, they're going to confiscate your computer and they're going to see you on the dark web and they're going to know. They're going to know.
I think that's the thing with the dark web. It's behind some kind of wall that they would have a hard time detecting.
Behind
a wall.
The dark
web is one of those places where it's probably easy to get in and then you can't get out.
True, yeah.
Come on. Control delete.
Yeah, right. Control delete. I just want to go back to, MSN.com.
We got 97 screens open now.
Oh, no.
Unplug it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's what's going to happen when I'm trying to either get Bitcoin or get on the dark web.